This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Eric Partaker is with us. He is, let me share his story, CEO of the Year, 2019, top 30 entrepreneurs in the UK, Britain's 27 most disruptive entrepreneurs by The Telegraph. He's appeared as a guest judge on The Apprentice. And over the last 20 years has advised Fortune 50 CEOs with a previous consulting firm, helped build Skype to a multi-billion dollar success story, co-founded Chilango, which is a really cool story where he's also co-CEO. Chilango has been described by Elite Business Magazine as arguably the most exciting fast food company of the decade. And he is also the most successful crowdfunded restaurant chain in the world. Eric, thanks for coming with us for a few minutes today.
Thank you so much, Derek. Let me just kick off with the following. So in November of 2010, I was at the airport on my way back to London, and it's about 10 years ago. So I was about 35 years old, and I was on the phone with my doctor. I had been having some complications prior to that day, and the last thing my doctor told me was, "Eric, don't get on that plane." And I hung up the phone. My friend and colleague was eagerly sitting next to me and asked, well, what did he say? And I said, he said, don't worry about anything. Everything's fine. We can get on the plane. So I got on the plane. Plane reached cruising altitude. And things started to go really wrong really quickly. And this is, 737, passenger plane. And I started to sweat quite badly. My entire left arm went completely numb and was so cold that my friend and colleague would later say, when I touched your arm, it was as if it wasn't part of your body. It was as if it had been in an ice box for a week. And I was sweating quite a lot, and I felt a huge amount of pressure in my chest as if somebody was sitting on top of me. And I said to my friend, I said, I need help. Something's not right. And he jumped over me, ran to a stewardess. Stewardess rushed over. She immediately asked if there was a doctor on board. Thankfully for me, there was. Doctor came racing up, took my vital signs, and immediately said to her, "We need to land the plane ASAP. I think he's having a heart attack."